When we see this false, counterfeit religious revival taking place in this time period of Earth's history, what it tells us is that the true revival is imminent, because this is Satan's attempt to destroy the true revival. But it's going to come. The promise is that it will come. We're right on the verge of it. So in this sense, the testimony of Revelation 16 is in total agreement with the testimony of Daniel 11. Brothers and sisters, in the setting of the close of probation, right there in the midst of the testimony of the seven last plagues, is a warning that during the time period when we can see the spirits of these three powers doing their work of leading their followers to Armageddon, that we need to have the garments of Christ's righteousness on. We're in a time period when we cannot afford to be in any other condition as a Christian. We're living in too dangerous of a time. Now, we spent some time at the beginning of this study considering the political side of the dragon. This is probably the most misunderstood of these three powers in Adventism, in my mind. Some people, we talked about the book The Tragedy and Hope, written by a Jesuit college professor that had access to the mystery religion, One World Illuminati group of individuals that have been seeking to bring about a one world government. He had access to their secret files, and this book is nothing more than a description of how he believes and they plan to bring in a one world government by the year 2000. The Tragedy and Hope title, meaning tragedy for those that resist this system, they're going to meet with a tragedy, according to this author, because they're going to have to be eliminated. And yet he believes this one world government is the hope of the world. That's where the title comes from. This Carol Quigley that wrote this book is the man that Bill Clinton praises as the one that taught him his worldview of how the world is to be set up. Now, we know that many people in Adventism and outside Adventism do not believe in these conspiracy stories. And we recommended a magazine produced by the John Birch Society. And we're not endorsing the John Birch Society. We're simply suggesting that much of their information is sound, and that this particular magazine is one of the most